Indianola Girls Track State Qualifiers who are?
Sully Downey.
Cadence Eaton.
Jordan Brown.
Well, first off, going into qualifying, how did you feel about your chances? And then seeing your name up on the list, how'd that feel as well?
I think that we had some doubts, you know, as everyone has when you're going into a meet like that. But we all felt like that if we ran our best, we had a good chance. And we just knew we had to go out there and try our hardest and run as fast as we could. And it was really exciting seeing everyone's name up there and being able to congratulate each other, but also have that we made it for ourselves, too.
Yeah, we were really nervous going in. There was a lot of good sprinters and a lot of good sprint teams, so we were pretty nervous, but making that accomplishment was really, really great for our team.
Well, going into it, we were seated second, so there was a lot of pressure, and we saw the team seated third was just a little behind us, so instead of having our goal be to auto-qualify, our goal was initially to just beat the team in third, and we made it there, and so that's all that really matters.
Well, it was a very tough meet. How did that make you feel going up against some of the state's best? It was kind of a preview at the qualifying meet, right?
Yeah, well, good competition only makes us better. So it was a good push. We got to see some people in front of us, which was good, make us run faster.
We definitely saw a lot of people that we also didn't compete with a lot this year. And it was a good, like, kind of reality check, too. A lot of good teams that we ran against at districts, so
it definitely helped us seeing those teams. I mean, you run against fast girls, that's going to make you run faster. I mean, we knocked off 22 seconds for our 4x8. So, I mean, you can't do that just normally running against girls that are the same speed as you. You have to have people that will push you and help you become better because our goal was to be like them. So going up there, racing against them, it definitely helped us and pushed us.
Well, talk about the team culture this year. I've talked with Coach plenty of times, and she talked about the importance of having fun. Do you feel like you've had that this season?
I definitely think I've had a lot of fun. I think we've all come together closer as a team. We're not necessarily just the sprinters and distance and throwers. I feel like we're definitely more of a unified team this year, and we're definitely closer all together, and we work together too.
Having a new coach was definitely different, but it really helped us for the better. I feel like I'm a lot closer with people that I never run with, and that means a lot because I can still cheer those people on and care so much about their races when I know them way better.
Yeah, I agree with her saying, like, last year I don't think I would have talked to any of the distance girls, but this year, like, we all do warm-ups together. At every meet, you get to cheer everybody on, and it's just really nice, especially she shouts out everybody at practice. And so we get to, like, keep track of how the girls that you don't see and talk to every day, got to keep track of how they're doing when they're PRing, and you just got to cheer everybody on, and it's really good for the atmosphere.
All right, goals for the big day. What do you want to see yourself individually and then the team accomplish?
Individually, I want to get out on a good start. I'm going to try and give my team a lead, put them in the best position possible. And then as a team, I think we're just going to keep PRing and hopefully make it to finals.
What Sully said, having a good start, I'm starting two races, so to get out of those blocks really quick is definitely a personal goal for me. And then hopefully PRing again. Our 4x1 keeps PRing every time we run it, so hopefully that's another goal that we're going to hit.
For myself, I hope that I can bring down my time some more as I run both 800s. And then as a team, I think especially for our 4x8, I think just knocking off some more time would definitely give us some more confidence and help us out, you know, hopefully getting to top 10 or maybe even a placing if we can. And then distance med, just run as fast as we can, but also have fun because, I mean, it's very exciting to go in there, and it's an opportunity that we all want to enjoy. So I hope that everyone's able to do that too.